This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. The new year has hardly begun, and it's already unfolding at a dizzying pace. Art critic Hunter Drahojoska-Philp is here with a preview, at least, of the art component of this new year. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So this African-American conceptual artist, Charles Gaines, is in the spotlight, or will be, in February, in one well-known place and in another brand new one.
Well, that's right. His exhibition, Gridwork, 1974 to 1989, got great reviews when it was at the New Museum in New York, and it's coming to the Hammer, which we're happy about. But he's also doing a brand new piece at a brand new location in Leimert Park. This is incredible. This is called Art and Practice. It's a new situation created by the artist Mark Bradford with the philanthropist and collector Eileen Norton, and a social activist named Alan DeCastro.
There's a mixed media show by Brenna Youngblood that will open later this month at Pomona College's lovely Museum of Art. Tell us about that.
They do these project series, and she'll be doing something there, exploring her own interest in the sort of history of color field painting and what appears to be sort of a neutral form of abstraction. But they're very much informed by ideas of memory and politics and her own personal history. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Coming up at the Getty will be a salute to the artist J.N.W. Turner, who did his best work after the age of 60, very long ago.
Well, did you see the film?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, with or without the film, you're going to love this. These are the real paintings, not the ones on the cinematic screen. And it's a similar theme to the film, that here he is in the late years of his life making the most radical work, and his struggle to do that, and also his relationship with his patrons and his contemporaries.
Now, probably the most blockbuster of all we're mentioning right now is the arrival, at least, of his work of the uber-famous Matthew Barney.
Well, The River of Fundament, the film, which is 7 years in the making, is going to be shown actually at CAP UCLA in the spring, in March. And then the exhibition having to do with this film will be at MoCA, and there will also be a show at Regan Projects.
Wow. And also in the fall, there are two big newcomers coming to town.
The long-awaited Broad Museum, Enfin, is opening downtown, along with the long-awaited new mega-gallery, Hauser, Wirth, and Schimmel. Yeah, the race is on to see who opens first. They're both capacious.
And as a downtown dweller, I'm excited about that.
Let's not forget to mention our own Frank Gehry, whose retrospective, which garnered such rave reviews in Paris, is opening at LACMA in September.
Great. You'll want to download Hunter's text to keep handy for the coming year at kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you so much, Hunter. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.